Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Reporting live now from Woodridge is Megan Dwyer of News Nation. Megan, what are you looking at? What are you seeing?
Good morning, John. Yeah, I mean, it is a happy Monday morning, but not for these folks out here, I'll be honest. It is, I grew up in Tornado Alley in Indiana, and so having a little PTSD, my hometown of Kokomo was destroyed twice.
Oh my.
When I was a young girl. And so being out here, I really can relate to a lot of these people. I just saw a guy, we're sitting in a church parking lot right now, and I just saw him take a bunch of old records out of his home and walk across the parking lot and put them in his car. I mean, there are downed trees everywhere. There are trees inside of homes. There are multiple roofs completely wiped off. People have shingles off of their homes. And like you said, it's insane to me that the number of injuries here is really, really low, considering all of this damage.
Yeah,
people are here are just, I mean, as the sun came up, I think it was a reality check for people who were lucky in this storm, because a lot of people were just asleep or they woke up and they thought it was a bad rainstorm. And then when they walked out their front door, they realized, oh, this was much bigger than just a thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't know that about you in Kokomo. And I guess that maybe you could help us paint this picture a little bit, because as we've been seeing the images, I think one of the strangest things, and you've probably seen it yourself, is how an entire house can be destroyed. The next door house can have half of it gone, but still have the picture frames still on the walls, and you can see them exposed. And then the next house, nothing. It's got to be the most shocking and strangest thing to look at if you've never seen tornado damage up close.
It's incredibly bizarre. It's almost like something out of a movie. Last night, we were actually, my husband and I were making the decision on whether to move our kids to the basement and wake them up and worry about them not going back to sleep. And I said, listen, we're not going to mess around. I spent too many nights in the bathtub growing up. The weather forecaster is not always 100% accurate either. So you don't know the trajectory of these things. And so it sounds like a lot of people here were able to take cover because it happened in the dead of night. At least we have those emergency alerts on our phone from the National Weather Service. That got a lot of people to take this seriously. In addition to, I think the sirens went off here. Woodridge police said about 10:45 last night. So people are cleaning up. There's a lot of people out here helping each other, which this is always in the midst of trauma here. We see, you know, the American people coming together and loving each other and helping neighbors. And we're seeing that right now. I think 5,000 people lost power. The latest we heard from the city here is that ComEd has restored about 60% of that. But the cleanup here is going to take weeks. I mean, it's not just going to end today.
I think you answered the question, though, of why so many people took heed to the warnings. We've all heard sirens growing up. We've all been through storms. I think it is, and this is just me speculating, but you kind of touched on it too. Maybe you've heard it anecdotally. It's the combination. You got the phone. You've got social media now. And then even if the power goes out, you've got some alert. Whether it's weather radios, I think it was the combination of all those things that drove people that said, hey, this time, we're taking this serious this time.
And I don't know what happened at your house, but at my house, all the phones went off. And then they went off multiple times. And my husband's phones went off at different times than mine. And so they were, you know, not stopping. And I think that, too, you can't just silence it and go back to bed, right?
Yeah.
It's going to wake you up again, which is a really good safety mechanism that we have here. I do want to tell people, if you're listening and you're in this area, fire safety folks are saying, do not go back inside your house. Unless you call the fire department or have the village come check it out first, make sure that it's stable. You may not know whether it's structurally sound. So get your insurance company on the line for sure, but don't just try to go in and get some of your belongings today without making sure that your house isn't going to fall.
Yeah. Megan, thanks for sharing the update. And obviously you have a personal history with these storms, and we appreciate you sharing that with us too, okay?
Yeah, just glad these folks are safe today.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone's counting their blessings, even though it is a hard day. Megan Dwyer, News Nation reporter.